This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Jim Hurt, attorney at law. This is the Ken Nunn Law Office address on file. Dear Mr. Hurt, pre-request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Barbara Miles. Please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Miles, M-I-L-E-S, period. Date of birth is date of birth is February 19th, 1965, period. December 6th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 58-year-old female, weight 210 pounds, height 5'4" tall, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about June 12th. Of 2018, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was injured at a red light and was rear-ended, period. The patient was jerked and had immediate pain in her low back that radiated down her right leg past her knee, period. Later in the day, she developed pain in her right knee and right shoulder, period. She had chest pain and headaches that has since resolved, period. Despite treatment, she is still experiencing pain in her low back with radiation down her right leg, period. She is still experiencing right knee and right shoulder pain, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain is described as sharp and stabbing, period. This does occur with spasms and radiates down her right leg with numbness and tingling, period. She was apparently advised that she had a muscle strain, and MRI was done, and she was advised injections, period. The low back pain ranges in intensity from a good day to 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is intermittent and occurs 3 to 5 days per week, period. New paragraph. Her right knee pain is described as sharp, period. It radiates down her leg, period. It is a constant pain and ranges in intensity from a good day to 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. This right knee pain was an aggravation of old injuries, and there were nerves involved, period. New paragraph. Her right shoulder pain is described as a stiffness, period. It is constant, period. It radiates down the back, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen at Community East Emergency Room, period. She had x-rays and was given pain medicine, period. MRI done at Community Hospital, and she returned to the ortho clinic approximately 2 to 4 times, period. Her MRI was reviewed and was advised that she does not need surgery at this time. She was advised that she needed injections in her spine and her knee, period. The patient deferred on the injections, period. She was referred to sports medicine for a knee brace, period. She was given physical therapy. And this was given at Performance Wellness, approximately 15 to 20 treatments, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is negative. New paragraph. Occupation is that of an assembler. However, she has to work at a slower pace, and she occasionally has to stop and rest, period. She occasionally needs help with other employees, period. She cannot work full-time due to the pain, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems standing over 1 hour, period. Sitting greater than 2 hours is uncomfortable, period. She has difficulty playing with her grandchildren, period. Walking over two blocks is uncomfortable, period. Housework and yard work is affected, period. Sex and sleep is affected, period. New paragraph. Under medications, denies other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph under allergies, no known allergies. New paragraph, present treatments for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, a right knee brace, comma, a back brace as needed, comma, stretching exercises, comma, Vicks Biofreeze and Vicks VapoRub, period. New paragraph, past medical history is unremarkable. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed that she has had a prior low back injury and pain when she fell in a freezer while she was employed in 2007, period. She did have physical therapy for a couple months, and then it resolved after approximately 2 months, period. She was told that it was a back sprain and she did not have radiation of her pain, period. She had a right knee injury with the above employment fall, period. She had physical therapy, but the pain persisted intermittently, and she was still having some knee pain occasionally before this automobile accident, period. She was told it was a strain, period. She had a right shoulder injury at a fall at home approximately 10 years ago, period. She had treatment one time in the emergency room, and it resolved 1.5 months later without permanency, period. She was involved in approximately 3 automobile accidents, but none were serious. She did have physical therapy to the low back and right knee in approximately 1991, period. Both areas resolved, period. As mentioned above, she had a work injury in approximately 2007, where she fell in a freezer and injured her low back and right knee, period. The right knee continued to have persistent pain, but the low back pain resolved, period. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of these findings, period. Notes from Community Health Network, October 26, 2018, office visit in orthopedic specialty care. Their assessment was low back pain radiating to the right leg, period. They discussed medical and surgical options, period. She may benefit from a bilateral L4-5 facet injections to address her back pain, period. I do not see any surgical indications at this point, period. Office visit, orthopedic specialty care, December 3rd, 2018, assessment, right knee and leg pain. I suspect she has two different things going on, period. She has severe arthritis in the right knee. However, she has pain along the lateral aspect of her calf. She was involved in a motor vehicle accident on June 12, 2018. Since then, she has had pain that runs down her right lateral calf, period. Radiographs of the right knee, December 3rd, 2018. She has severe end-stage osteoarthritis involving the medial compartment of her right knee, period. Emergency room records, Community East, June 12, 2018. A 53-year-old female presents to the ED with complaint of diffuse abdominal, bilateral flank, lumbar back and neck pain after a motor vehicle crash, period, was rear-ended, period. Final diagnosis was strain of the muscle, comma, fascia, and tendon at the neck level, initial counter. Number two, low back pain. Number three, generalized abdominal pain. Number four, driver injured in collision with unspecified motor vehicle in traffic accident, initial counter, period. On physical examination, there was tenderness in the left trapezius, left lumbar paraspinal tenderness, period. ED course, she presented to the ED, diffuse abdominal, comma, bilateral flank, comma, lumbar pain and neck pain after motor vehicle crash today. They discussed her abnormal findings. X-rays of the chest and CT of the lumbar spine were negative for any acute abnormalities, period. Given a dose of Norco here, given a prescription for Valium and ibuprofen, was given an ambulatory referral to the PCP, period. MRI of the lumbar spine, October 22nd, 2018. At L3-4, there is mild disc bulging. At L4-5, minor disc bulging. At L5-S1, disc bulging. Also, subtle marrow changes involving the posterior element at L4 and L5, which may be associated with subtle surrounding paraspinal edema, which could represent an element of stress response or inflammation, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing a physical examination, I have found that all the above-mentioned treatment for this automobile accident of June of 2018 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, December 6th, the patient had an abnormal flex gait, period. ENT examination was negative with pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical and thoracic area was normal, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft and obese with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed abnormal straight leg raising on the right at 76 degrees. Left was 88 degrees. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion in the lumbar spine, period. Flexion was diminished by 22 degrees and extension diminished by 12 degrees, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness present in the lumbar area, period. Examination of the right knee revealed 7% swelling, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the knee with diminished range of motion, period. Right knee flexion was diminished by 22 degrees. External rotation diminished by 8 degrees, period. There was diminished strength of the right knee, period. Left knee examination was normal, period. Examination of the left shoulder was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right shoulder revealed diminished range of motion, period. Extension was diminished by 20 degrees, flexion diminished by 16 degrees, period. There was diminished strength and crepitance of the right shoulder, period. Also, adduction was diminished by 18 degrees, abduction diminished by 28 degrees, internal rotation diminished by 34 degrees, and external rotation diminished by 28 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed the diminished right Achilles reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. Grip strength was normal, period. New paragraph. Assessment by Dr. Mandel is number 1, lumbar trauma and strain. Number 2, right leg radiculopathy with L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1 disc bulging. Number three, right knee trauma and strain. Number four, right shoulder trauma and strain. Number five, chest trauma and strain resolved. Number six, cephalgia resolved. Number seven, abdominal pain resolved. Number eight, cervical and thoracic strain resolved, period. The above eight diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of June 12th of 2018, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. In reference to the lumbar region, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, utilizing table 17-4, page 570, period. This impairment rating would have been higher if she did not have a prior low back injury, period. In reference to the right knee, she qualifies for a 3% lower extremity impairment, utilizing table 16-3, page 509, which converts to a 1% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-11, period. This impairment rating would have been higher had it not been for her prior injury and arthritis involving her right knee, period. In reference to the right shoulder, she qualifies for a 5% upper extremity impairment utilizing table 15-5, which equates to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 15-11, period. Her two total whole body impairments combining the three above impairment ratings is 6% whole body as a result of the automobile accident of June 12th of 2018, period. As a patient ages, she will be more susceptible to arthritis in the lumbar region and right shoulder, period. Her arthritis in the right knee will probably worsen, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. She will need continued use of over-the-counter, both oral and topical medications at an estimated cost of $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. She was told that she will need additional injections in her back and knee region, period. I agree with these injections at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. The patient will be more susceptible to a knee replacement if she ages, period. The patient will need a knee base and back brace at an estimated cost of $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient can benefit by a good TENS unit, an estimated cost of $450, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely, yours, Terry Mandel, deal, end of dictation.